We got Blake Dinius. He's the Plymouth County entomologist. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And, you know, I guess everybody knows what an entomologist is. Would it be fair to say that you're a bug doctor?
You can just call me a bug nerd or bug guy. That's fine.
Okay. Now, we were curious because we've gotten calls from some of our listeners about them seeing different types of insects that they have not maybe noticed or seen before that are in their houses right now. And we were wondering, is that anecdotal? Is that true? And is this because of our warmer stretch of weather we're having right now?
Those are some great questions. Now, I don't believe that this is because of the warmer stretch that we're seeing right now. We do see insects coming into people's houses. Namely, what I'm thinking of is something called the brown marmorated stink bug and another insect called the western conifer seed bug that tend to be pretty common in people's houses around this time of year.
Now, you know, we have those in WATD. We've been seeing them for a couple of years, and I didn't know what they were, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but we just called that the WATD beetle, and I think it's a stink bug is what I commonly known, and they seem pretty harmless, but they just seem like, are they coming in here like some of the ladybugs that just want to hang out for the winter?
That's exactly what they're trying to do. Now, they fed all summer, and what they're looking to do is come into our homes because it's nice and warm, and it's protected from the elements, from outside, and they're just really looking to live off the fat reserves that they've collected over the summer months. And so they're kind of just looking to camp out and just kind of freeload kind of off of our homes. Now, the important part about this that I think is really, really critical to get across is that they're not going to infest your home at this time. So even though people may be seeing a lot of them, they actually cannot feed or reproduce within our homes this time of year. They enter a state where they're no longer doing that. And so there's no real reason to try to call an exterminator or try to use pesticides to get rid of them. The ones that are in our homes, they're in our homes, and they're going to try to make their way out in the spring.
Okay, because they don't bug me. I know some people get freaked out by that and want to kill them. I don't do that. So they're pretty harmless.
They're harmless. They're not going to bite you. And they're not going to spread disease. And even though pets like cats, for instance, they like to play with them and sometimes they may eat them, they're not dangerous to pets either.
Okay, well, that's a lovely image to think about. You're absolutely right. And what were those two types of bugs that you mentioned? One of them, the part I didn't understand. I remember the stink bug part. I get, but what was the technical name?
The technical name, so there's two of them, and one of them is a true stink bug, and another one is called a leaf-foot bug. And that might be important because that's one way that you can tell them apart, is that the western conifer seed bug, even though it emits a stink, is a leaf-footed bug, and you can look at its back legs, and they look almost like flared bell bottoms to me, but that's where it gets the name leaf-footed bug because it almost might look like a leaf to someone else.
Oh, my goodness. And do you recommend any websites or places to go where people want to find out more information about who these little winter freeloaders are in their homes?
So I'd recommend for the brown marmorated stink bug, which is actually an invasive species to our country, I would recommend going to Stop BMSB, and that's a website. can't recall if it's .org. So stopbmsb.org. And that has a lot of really good information about the brown marmorated stink bug. As far as the western conifer seed bug, that bug is native to the area of the United States west of the Rockies, but it has made its way to the East Coast. And there aren't, you know, just a good extension site is going to be able to help you learn more about that particular insect.
Well, that's terrific, and we appreciate the information. Again, that's Blake Dinius. He's the Plymouth County entomologist. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.